Blog Talk Radio.
Within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, our very own Barbara A. Amore, who does our lessons on Tuesday, will not be with us this evening. She's working at the voting polls. Amen? So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The affected, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. To God be the glory.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Praise be to God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah Shareb, meaning the Lord, the sword. In Deuteronomy 33:29 in the NIV says, "Blessed are you, Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, Jehovah. He is your shield and helper and your glorious sword. Your enemies will cover will cower before you, and you will tread on their heights. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jehovah Cherubim, I give you all my because in you I find my all. You are my shield. You are my helper. You are my glorious sword. Those who rise up against me cannot stand in your presence. Simply trusting in you brings about the deliverance I seek. Aligning my life under your commands gives me your conventional covering. You tread on the heights of all. Nothing is too far for you to overcome. My trials and my troubles are as nothing in your hand. You easily remove them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater.
Lord, the sword. Make your powerful presence known to me, so I will call on you and not lean on my own understanding. When I face a new battle, too often I take the fight into my own hands. I try to win against a foe stronger than me. You are my glorious sword, and in you alone I find my victory. Pardon my iniquity for carrying the chains you have already removed, for being bound by that from which you have already released. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Watch Your Words. Proverbs 18 and 21 is the scriptural reading, and it says, Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. And the writer says in 2 Samuel 23:13-17, the Philistines had captured Bethlehem, David's birthplace, and had established a stronghold there. As David plotted to take the city back, he expressed a desire to drink water from the well there. Three of his men heard him cross enemy lines and risk their lives to bring a cup of Bethlehem's water back to David. We might envy David's power and the loyalty of his men, but when David saw what they had done, he was humble. He refused to drink the water, choosing instead to pour it out as a drink offering to God. You see, although David was grateful for his men, he recognized that only the Lord was worthy of such devotion, and that with the authority he carried, he had to be much more careful with his words, lest he put others in unnecessary danger. We must be wise as well. Our words carry power, and we must be careful how we use them. Therefore, be careful not to use your authority to feed gratuitous desires, or in a manner that would harm others. Rather, be humble and make sure that even in your words, you are submitted to God. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, I want to glorify you with my words. Help me always speak life. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am He who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you am. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. For I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender, I am Alpha Omega, your destiny and way. God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Right now, but
I am.
My my body's racking with pain, but I am somebody say, God says,
I am.
Let me be
who I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
Somebody say, I am. Talk to somebody and say, God says, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
He can bring you out no matter what it looks like. I am. One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
And I still have to get your package to you. Is there a day that pastor could come and pick it up?
What package?
Your sisterhood thing. I don't want it to sit here. You could be enjoying it or looking at it or whatever.
Somebody gave me a sisterhood thing?
Yes. Remember I told you I have your thing at my house. When I went to... I didn't get mine from the lady that had my name also. She lives in Jersey. I mean, like, I can't go to Jersey. She should have gave it to Deacon Coleman, and then I could have picked it up from her. But anyway.
Yeah, all right.
I ain't gonna worry about it. Anyway, let me get back to the program. Bye, guys. Love you. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will bring a word from the Lord. Amen. And now it is time for our daily bread. Praise be to God, which is entitled Loving Our Neighbors. Amen. And the scripture reading is coming from Leviticus chapter 19, and we're going to read verses 15 through 18. Amen. Where it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, do not twist justice in legal matters by favoring the poor or being partial to the rich and powerful. Always judge people fairly. Do not spread slanderous gossip among your people. Do not stand idly by when your neighbor's life is threatened. I am the Lord. Do not nurse hatred in your heart for any of your relatives. Comfort people directly so you will not be held guilty for their sins. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against a fellow Israelite, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. So the text for this message is coming from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. And it says, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbors as yourselves. The writer says, in the days of self-isolation and lockdown during the coronavirus pandemic, words by Martin Luther King Jr. in his letter from a Birmingham jail rang true. Speaking about just injustice, he remarked how he could not sit idle in one city and not be concerned about what happens in another. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, he said, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects us all indirectly. Likewise, the COVID-19 pandemic highlighted our connectedness. As around the world, cities and countries close to stop the spread of the virus, what affected one city could soon affect another. Many centuries ago, God instructed his people how to show concern for others. Through Moses, he gave the Israelites the law to guide them and help them live together. He told them to not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life in Leviticus 19:16, and to not seek revenge or bear a grudge against others, but to love your neighbor as yourself in verse 18. God knew that communities would start to unravel if people did not look out for others, valuing their lives as much as they did their own. We too can embrace the wisdom of God's instructions as we go about our daily activities. We can remember how interconnected we are with others as we ask him how to love and serve them well. Amen. Praise be to God. Why do you think Jesus echoed God's law when he told the religious leaders to love their neighbors as themselves? And how could you put this instruction into action today? Think about those two questions, amen? Let us pray. Loving Creator, help me to share your love and grace today. In Jesus' name, Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him.
Call on him.
Pleaded with the Lord to heal.
Call on him.
Down on my knees, I called on him. Hey, all of a sudden, I heard a voice singing deep down inside.
Darkness may come in the night.
Oh,
but in the morning.
Going through trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power. God's riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him. Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on
you
him.
You gotta call on him and hear his voice speaking way deep down inside. He's saying,
I could ever write a book, I could ever read. God, as long as you're here, I'm not afraid. I bless your name. I have said the Lord always before me. I bless your name. Your name. Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have said the Lord always before me. Because you're on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name.
Selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a message this evening. Praise be to God.
I want you to open up your heart and let God's Spirit come in. Come on, thank you.
Same again. Oh, that's my favorite dream.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts. And when you get to Acts, go to chapter 8. And we are going to read verses 26 through 40. Amen. That's Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And these verses deal with Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And it says, verse 26, "As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south, down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Kadai, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning, seated in his carriage. He was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk along beside the carriage. Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, do you understand what you are reading? The man replied, how can I, unless someone instructs me? And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else? So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. Yes. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Some think that the Old Testament is not reverent today, but Philip led this man to faith in Jesus Christ by using the Old Testament Jesus Christ is found in the pages of both the Old and New Testament. God's entire word is applicable to all people in all ages. Don't avoid or neglect to use the Old Testament. It too is God's word. And baptism was a sign of identification with Christ and with the Christian community. Although Philip was the only witness, it was still important for the eunuch to take his step. Why was Philip suddenly transported to a different city? This miraculous sign showed the urgency of bringing the Gentiles to believe in Christ. Azotus is Ashdod, one of the ancient Philistine capitals. Philip probably lived in Caesarea for the next 20 years. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come tonight to bow down before you in worship. We recognize you not only as the source of our life, but as the sustainer of our lives. We thank you for the blessings that make physical life possible. But we also thank you for nourishing our spiritual lives. We come tonight to thank you for the privilege of working and earning an income. From our earnings, we come to bring tithes to express our gratitude and at the same time, our concerns for others. Bless these gifts to the end that we shall all worship you in spirit and in truth and practice love toward one another. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We all need to have firmly established in our minds that God loves us. God wants the best for everyone's life and thus constantly work to see that each person has an abundant life. This life comes through a conversion experience. The conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch gives us three factors in such an experience. Amen? And my text for this message is coming from Acts chapter 8, verse 37, and it says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And my title for this message, The Conversion of the Ethiopian Eunuch. Amen. Praise be to God. In the conversion is a divine transaction. Now the Spirit of God is seen at work in Acts 8 and 26. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. 29, the Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk along beside the carriage. Amen? So a supernatural messenger manifested the divine presence and worked on both Philip and the eunuch's side of the encounter. An angel of the Lord gave direction to Philip. He told him where to go and what to do. Amen? Now the Holy Spirit prepared the heart of the Ethiopian eunuch. God saw to it that Philip and the eunuch came to the same place at the same time for a divine encounter. Praise be to God. Now, the influence of the divine work of God is seen. And verse 28 tells us, and he was now returning, seated in his carriage. He was reading aloud the book of the prophet. And verses 32 through 33 says the passage of scripture he had been reading was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers. He did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. Amen. God used the reading of the word from the prophet Isaiah to bring conviction to the Ethiopian eunuch. Now the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword and pierced asunder the soul and the spirit. Hebrews 4 and 12. However, if the word is to have this effect, it must be read, preached, and obeyed. Amen. Praise be to God. In verse 35 tells us the work of the Son of God is seen in conversion. Praise God. 35 says, so beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. Praise God. Philip preached unto him Jesus. Jesus was the one about whom the scripture spoke. He still is. Amen? He suffered and died for sinners and will save anyone who responds as the Ethiopian eunuch. God be the glory. The human instrument is used in bringing about conversion. The human instrument was Philip. Found here are some marks of a person whom God can use. Amen. Number one, one mark is divine leadership. Under God's leadership, Philip left a burning revival to go down to a desert place. Apart from the divine leadership, this would not have made sense. But in doing so, Philip ministered to a man lost in sin. And we'll find that in verses 29 and 35 where we just finished reading. Amen? Another mark is the use of the inspired word of God in answering the question of a hungry soul. Philip also amplified this mark superbly. The statements made about Philip can be made about current human instruments. These are pastors, the church, the Bible, and lay people. Amen? Conversion requires the human response. The Ethiopian eunuch was a seeker of truth. He had gone to Jerusalem to worship in verse 27. Those who attended a place of worship are in their Jerusalem can identify with the eunuch. Praise God. He also read the Bible in verse 28. There is no substitute for personal reading of the inspired word. Further, the eunuch was eager to hear what Philip had to say. These are essential ingredients to the conversion of any person. Praise be to God. The Ethiopian eunuch was obedient to the message he heard. The truth in verse 37, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the truth to be obeyed. It was the practice of the early church and is still the proper procedure to follow. Upon acceptance of Jesus as Savior, the eunuch was baptized. These are examples that every lost person should follow. The only way to be saved is to accept Jesus. Amen? To publicly confess this, follow him in water baptism, as did the Ethiopian. The Ethiopian eunuch went away a happy man in verse 39. No joy compares to that which comes from a genuine conversion experience. Many souls are searching, as did the Ethiopian eunuch, and the results of their discovery is joy. Salvation brings joy to the one who is converted and also to the one who bears the witness. Those who have already been converted also rejoice in the conversion of another. Amen. Praise be to God. And Philip was directed to go to a desert. Sometimes God opens a door of opportunity to his ministry in every unlikely places. We should study to do good to those we come into company with by traveling. We should not be so shy of all strangers as some affect to be, as those of whom we know nothing else. We know this, that they have souls. It is wisdom for men of business to redeem time for holy duties, to fill up every minute with something which will turn it to a good account. In reading the Word of God, we should often pause to inquire of whom and of what the sacred writers spoke, but especially our thoughts should be employed about the Redeemer. The Ethiopian was convinced by the teaching of the Holy Spirit of the exact fulfillment of the scripture. He was made to understand the nature of the Messiah's kingdom and salvation, and desired to be numbered among the disciples of Christ. Those who seek the truth and employ their time in searching the scriptures will be sure to reap advantages. The arrow, the avowal of the Ethiopian must be understood as expressing simple radiance on Christ for salvation, an unreserved devotion to him. Let us not be satisfied till we get faith, as the Ethiopian did, by diligently studying of the Holy Scripture and the teachings of the Spirit of God. Let us not be sanctified until we get it fixed as a principle in our hearts. As soon as he was baptized, the Spirit of God took Philip from him, so that he saw him no more. But this tended to confirm his faith. When the inquirer after salvation becomes acquainted with Jesus and his gospel, he will go on his way rejoicing and will fill up his station in society and discharge his duties from other motives and in another manner than heretofore. Though baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost with water, it is not enough without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, grant this to every one of us. Then shall we go on our way rejoicing in your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the God. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, God, in his providence, led a preacher to a desert road. God, in his providence, led a seeker to that same road and led him to a specific passage of scripture. God gave that preacher the wisdom to interpret that passage and led that man to accept Jesus and be converted. My brothers and sisters, listen and be saved. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. To continue your walk with Christ. Praise be to God. My benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to our God, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that you enjoyed the word this evening. And I also hope and pray that each and every one of you who registered voters to get out and vote, the polls close at 9 o'clock p.m. So please, if you haven't voted, it's not too late to get out and go and vote. Pray, because every vote counts. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, and at 7 p.m. our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be with us with our lesson, Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to call in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. and give your thoughts and comments on what the writer is saying. Amen. So God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play a selection out.
Oh, my. my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.